Welcome to the Brown Hammers Podcast. In today's podcast, I speak with Melissa Snover, founder and CEO of Nourished, the world's first personalized 3D printed daily vitamin. Melissa is an award-winning entrepreneur, registered nutritionist, and a self-confessed health fanatic. I'm Louise Duffy, and this is the Brown Hammers Podcast. Well, Melissa, thank you so much for joining us on the Brown Hammers Podcast. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm very excited to talk to you because I think you're probably the first person who we've had on the podcast who their story and their brand and their business started with you crawling around on the airport floor, picking up pills out of a bag. Tell me how Nourished started for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, that story is true. That did really happen. And basically, at the time, I was traveling around 200 days a year for my previous company, which was my first 3D printing business called Magic Candy Factory. And I was actually in an airport in Germany. And I've been taking supplements and vitamins and nutrients, superfood style nutrients like green foods, since I was in my teens. And so when I used to travel so frequently, I used to carry them around, you know, in a pretty disgusting Ziploc bag, you know, random pills. And on this very day, an unfortunate incident occurred where I was in the going through this security line. And basically, when I went to open my bag to show them what was inside my bag, the zipper caught the plastic bag and just like basically flung it like into the public, and all of the pills went all over the floor. And so I was on my hands and knees picking up vitamins and supplements off of the ground in the security queue in Dusseldorf Airport. And I thought there's got to be a better way to do this. And then I thought, oh, I have a 3D printing food company, maybe we can do it. And that's really where the idea for Nourished happened. And on the plane, on the way back, I actually sketched on a napkin. I know that's such a cliche, but it's true. I literally wrote it on a napkin from the airline, like a picture of what I wanted and what I wanted it to be able to deliver for the customer. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized that, you know, this is a really important thing, that people's health should be personalized. And the idea that, you know, up until then, everybody's taking the same things, that's nuts. I shouldn't take the same vitamins as my mom. So yeah. I think that really started a massive creative span in my thinking process, and my team got involved pretty much right off the bat. We had a huge brainstorming session and created the brand, I think, on the second day, and it all kind of took off from there.
That's incredible. That is incredible. And I suppose, you know, now that it's here, it seems so obvious that, you know, there should be, aesthetically, it looks so pleasing as well. They look so tasty. But, you know, it seems so obvious that we should tailor our vitamins and our intake, but it wasn't being done. Did you find that you were kind of overwhelmed by needing a little bit of everything and thus carrying around this big bag of pills? You know, we feel like we need so much, it can be overwhelming.
Absolutely. I think there's a couple of things you just pinpointed there in that question that are really important to what we try and do at Nourished, and really kind of the backbone of what our mission is that, you know, consumers are bombarded by information about health and wellness, and often it's conflictory information. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of cowboys out there selling false, you know, dreams about, you know, different types of nutrients and what they can do for people. In 1 week, I lost 3 stone and blah, blah, blah. My hair grew 10 inches. And we really are very disappointed by that. And we try and kind of stand in the way of that by giving very scientifically backed advice based on clinical trial data, which has been peer reviewed, which is trials done with humans, double blind placebo pharma grade style trials. And so we can really disseminate all that information down and give that to the customer in a blinkless style fashion, so they can educate themselves about their health and know exactly what they need, mm-hmm. without having to read the 90 plus page documents that we read on a regular basis. And I think that's one of the things, over and above the fact that, yes, the product is delicious, we get loads of comments about that, and it's more convenient. People really feel empowered that they understand why these different nutrients have been recommended, and they feel like they understand their health, and that makes them feel better. And we also encourage people to really think about, you know, over time, over the year, to check back in and make sure you still need those exact nutrients, because the idea that you should take the same vitamins all year round is also kind of crazy and a very flawed idea. In the different seasons, you do different types of activities, you get different amounts of sunshine, you might be doing different kinds of lifestyle choices, like you might be, hopefully in the Christmas period coming up, we will be doing a bit more socializing and partying, etc. And so, you know, what you need as you go through the year also changes. And so we allow our customers to change their Nourish Stack components every single month if they want to. And that's really part of that personalization journey. It's for you, but it's also for you as you change and your needs change throughout your life.
Okay, so let's talk about that personalized journey then and that tailor-made approach of Nourished. If somebody's not familiar with what you do, explain it to me.
Sure. So Nourished is the world's first authentically manufactured personalized gummy vitamin. And basically you go through an online or in-store consultation questionnaire where we gather information about your existing health, your lifestyle, and your goals. And then our clever algorithm produces a recommendation of the 7 nourishments from a list of 31 potential options of vitamins, minerals, superfoods, and actives, which are best suited to you. Once that selection has been confirmed by you, and you can change it if you want to, then we 3D print all of our products freshly made to order in our Birmingham-based hybrid manufacturing facility using 3D printing technology, which we developed in-house. And then we ship all of our products direct to store or door in 100% plastic-free home compostable packaging.
And if I was to walk into Brand Thomas, there are ready-made stacks for other customers, perhaps who haven't gone online and done that quiz, but, you know, still quite tailored towards particular lifestyles, right?
Absolutely. So for Brown Thomas, for the in-store experience, we have it's really actually quite fun. We've got a demo printer, but then also we have a QR code within the store that you can use your own device with. It will take you through a consultation very similar to the one that we have online. And then it will recommend for you which of the products that are inside of the Brown Thomas store. There's 13 different varieties that relate to different need bases, lifestyles, and even events such as pregnancy, et cetera, that is best suited to you. So the personalization is still 100% alive and well in the store concept as well.
That's amazing. I did the quiz yesterday and it was really interesting to see what came up, and also the questions you ask, like really kind of try and pinpoint your kind of lifestyle and the existence you have, and then try and nourish you, with that knowledge. I think that's really important.
Absolutely. That consultation questionnaire, we worked on extremely hard. It actually took me longer to develop that with the algorithm than it did to develop the 3D printer that makes Nourished, which is an incredibly sophisticated device that has a patent on it and everything. And basically what we did was we looked at all of the different ways that we can gather information about people. And then we whittled it down and we only asked the questions that have a really meaningful impact on a recommendation. And so some of the other companies in the marketplace that are doing consultations are asking questions that take you around 20 minutes to answer. And when I went through a lot of those competitor things, I realized that a lot of those questions don't have any impact on the outcome. So why are they asking them? And then maybe it's for marketing data, I'm not sure, but we just decided, you know, we're going to treat our customer the way that we would like to be treated. And like they are very intelligent and their time is valuable. And so we have really worked extremely hard with scientific research, with consultancy, and also with myself, and I'm a registered nutritionist as well, to really make that the best consultation it can be and not take up people's time where it's not necessary.
Like it took me 2 minutes and I
had
the stack ready. And then, you know, I really like the idea that you can, you know, you can get it for a year, you can tailor it. So, I mean, I think it's fantastic, but excuse the ignorance now, right? But I, you know, we've heard about 3D printing for so long in so many different industries. Explain to me in terms of what it means. What is 3D printing in the food, nutrition, vitamin industry? Like, what do you do?
Absolutely. That's a great question. So actually, when I started developing 3D printers for food, it was actually in 2015 when I created the Magic Candy Factory. And the reason I wanted to do that was because, you know, I was very frustrated by traditional manufacturing and the fact that you had to make hundreds of thousands of the same thing. There was no possibility of making enough options to be able to please everyone all the time. But in this instance, in the first case, I was making confectionery. So an enjoyment product, a novelty, if you will. And I created a 3D printer, which would allow for customers to go into stores and make their own products, any number of different variables. What did they want it to look like? Did they want to write words? What flavor, et cetera. And that was the world's first FDA and FSA compliant food printer. And I guess that's important to mention because a lot of people are messing around with 3D printers and food, but there's a very different thing when you can actually make a 3D printer produce food that will be safe and hygienic and also be able to pass the FDA and FSA rules of compliance to make sure that it's, you know, safe for food for the consumer. So, you know, I think that a lot of times you can go onto YouTube and type in 3D printing food and loads of people are putting chocolate in 3D printers and printing out smiley faces. And that's all very fun, but actually you would never be able to sell those products because they're not made in a safe way. And so the first thing I had to do with 3D printers is I had to find a way to make it 100% safe and ensure that no matter what happened, the product at the end would be as it should be and wouldn't be interacted upon by the operator in any way. And then now with Nourished, we have taken it to a whole nother level because the Nourished printer actually combines 7 unique materials into one final output. And that's never been done before in 3D food or 3D printing in general. A 7 material impacted output is something that has never been done. And we can expand it. We can make it more than that if we want. And this is why I believe what we've done now with Nourished is really more meaningful because at the end of the day, we want product to be dynamic and changeable. And if you're just melting chocolate and then turning it into chocolate in a different shape, it's cute, but it's not going to change the world.
And I would assume then that there's no waste. So it's a very sustainable business.
Absolutely. That's right. So our waste in our factory is less than 2%. And when you compare that to traditional manufacturing facilities of any type of food, mm-hmm. You're looking at something close to 25%. So it is considerably less. And because the reason for that is really straightforward. We are single batch making every product. So when you're making a small batch of something, you can control waste so much more acutely. When you're making millions and millions of something in humongous, humongous equipment, the wastage happens as a result of those large batches.
Mm-hmm. And so essentially, if I go and I do that quiz, which I've done, and I find my stack of 7 different vitamins and minerals and all of the good stuff, nobody else is getting that. I mean, it's likely that other people will have the same formulation, but that is going to be made for me, you know, especially.
That's exactly right. So we can actually make 22 billion combinations today. Mm-hmm. And we're constantly adding new nutrients into the potential option set. So that number of total universe of options goes up all the time. But at the same time, you know, we are making a unique product downstairs every 5 minutes. We hold no stock of anything. So nothing is sitting there waiting for someone to call it down. We authentically are really making it on demand. And I think one of the benefits of that customers maybe don't know is that actually fresher vitamins are better for you, just the same way that fresher produce is better and fresher food products in general are always better. And the reason for that is when you pick a whole food, like, so if you go into a garden and you pick a carrot, from the day that you pick it out of the ground, it starts to lose nutrient density. That's why you find a lot of people talking about, you know, like frozen within 20 minutes of picking. That's often like a call out on some of the frozen food sections. And basically the same thing happens with anything that has nutrients inside. So if a vitamin is made a year ago in a factory and then goes through a distribution channel and then shows up eventually in a retailer and then eventually in a person's home, and it's 18 months since they made it, by the time the consumer has it, the nutrient density can go down as much as 90%. because Nourished is made fresh to order, and in-store products are also made extremely fresh to order as well, it means we can guarantee 99.5% manufacturer efficacy input, which means that not only are you getting something that's, you know, more personalized, but also it's actually much more high benefit to you and higher impact because there's more nutrients in there.
Mm-hmm. And what's in your handbag right now? Are you still carrying that big bag?
Oh, absolutely not. No, I have two Nourish stacks. So I have my personalized stack, and then I have Inner Peace, which is this blend that we do that's on sale in the Brown Thomas stores, which I find is just very, very, very good in any type of situation where you're under high stress. Yeah. I'm currently the CEO of a very fast growing company, and I'm working very long hours, and they can get stressful from time to time. So whenever I have a pinch point moment, I have an Inner Peace on top of my regular Nourished, and it does really help me.
And let's talk about that growth. Oh my God. So it's been 18 months since the business launched. I mean, what kind of team have you built around you to help you build this?
So yeah, that's a great question. So in 18 months, we've gone from 4 people to 70 people. Wow. We've built 2 factories. And then we've also launched our products in across the United Kingdom, Ireland, and then also the United States. And we've even recently, just a few weeks ago, launched our Nourish Kids range, which is the first personalized children's vitamin in the world. And this team around me now is, well, they're all individually superstars, and together, you know, they're really unstoppable. And we're not going to stop here. We're thinking that by the end of the year, we will double the workforce again. And we're currently building our 3rd factory right now.
My word, that's highly impressive. And I mean, you know, you have been the recipient of a lot of business awards and recognition of that entrepreneurial ability. So I'm inspired listening to you. But what advice would you have for other aspiring female entrepreneurs?
You know, I think that being an entrepreneur is not something that you can study in university. It's something that you have to have as a mindset. And I think it usually starts with a refusal to be dissatisfied and accept what is. And so one of the things that I often find in myself and also in my network of other successful entrepreneurs is that when they see something missing in the market or a pain point not being addressed for the consumer or something that's wrong with the kind of infrastructure we have around us, they cannot let it lie. The situations where I've created new business ideas have kept me awake at night with dissatisfaction about what was going on. And I think if you have that type of a nature and you have a passion for helping people and solving problems, that is all you need. You don't need to have every single skill. You don't need to go even to university for 10 different disciplines. That is all you need. You need to be able to feel very connected to people around you and have a true desire to solve problems that you see in the world. And if you have that and you're able to communicate it effectively, then you can bring amazing people to your side and you can win investment and support and you can make that dream a reality.
I think that, you know, very much throughout this conversation, what appears prevalent is the mission of Nourished. Like it's not just a brand that's created to sell as much as possible. You really want it to change the thing. So tell me, like, what is that mission before I let you go?
Yeah, I mean, our mission is to keep working until everyone on earth has access to personalized health and wellness solutions that are fit for purpose for them. And we're doing this in the Nourish brand, but also behind the scenes, we're working on personalized medicine and personalized curative solutions as well under our brand Scripted. And we really believe that using our technology and know-how, we can truly impact the world in a positive way.
No mean feat at all, but you're already highly advanced on that journey. So look, it was so nice to talk to you, Melissa, and I'm so delighted you're in Brown Thomas, and I'm looking forward to getting my stack on. So thanks a million, and lovely to talk to you. Thank you for listening to the Brown Thomas podcast. If you like what you've heard, be sure to subscribe and share, and follow us on Official Brown Thomas on Instagram for more updates.